in the not too far distant future that we can, you know, arrange things around here where that, you know, we get some part time help on the weekends or something like that, where that we can, you know, everybody could be off, you know, at least maybe work just one weekend out of the month or something like that, because it's not fair. I don't think for, well, I think everybody has to have something to look forward to. And I know it's bad to bring, excuse me, some, you know, young people in here to make them work Saturdays and Sundays. But if they want to work, you know, they got to start somewhere, just like all the rest of us did. And then they can, you know, work up into the other stuff, you know, getting off on the weekends. After all, I've been here 10 years. Not really, yeah. It'd be 10 years in October. And I'm 25 years old, you know, an old man in the business and a young man in the clothes. But, you know, I think people deserve a little consideration. And that's what I'm hoping for anyway.
How long does this station stay on the air?
Well, it's the AM is daytime, which is local sunrise to local sunset, which varies like the devil around here. In the winter months of December, for instance, month of December, our AM 50,000 watt schedule to go off the air at 4:45 in the afternoon, because it's dark, you know. I mean, it's dark. And but then in the summer, June and July, we're on till 8:15 p.m. See, so it's kind of weird, but we're working on getting a little bit of that straightened out. That's just federal regulation, you know. The AM, the FM comes on at 4 in the morning and goes until 11 at night. It's licensed to operate 24 hours a day, but it's really not that big of a market yet around here. Well, we could create a market for it, but part of the problem is I don't want to work from 11 p.m. till 4 a.m. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wouldn't mind it too much if I had absolutely nothing else to do, if I could make enough in that 10 at night till 7 in the morning or whatever, you know, to sustain a living. Man, it'd be fine. I'd like to go home and get up about 12 noon, go fish, dip a little snuff and talk politics and ride around, you know, but anyway, yeah.
Okay. Tell me something about your parents. Where were they born?
Around here. My dad was born in, they were born at home, you know what I mean?
Right.
Dad was born in Chickasaw County. You know, back then, your areas were different. I mean, and still are to a certain extent around here, because like even when I was in school, some of my friends, well, Mike lived at Van Vliet, Steve lived out on Airport Road, I lived at Thorn, you know, and Derry lived at Hot Air, you know. Your little communities. Hot Air? Sure, man.
Where is that?
Well, it's, where'd you spend the night? Holiday Terrace?
Right.
All right, it's about 5 miles east on that highway there. You know, you had little communities in, you know, everywhere there was a store, it was a community. We got Sparta, did you ever see the movie In the Heat of the Night?
Yeah.
Okay, did you notice that the sign said, "Welcome to Sparta, Mississippi"?
Exactly.
You know, when he was on the train, you know, Virgil was on the train.
Yeah.
And nobody else noticed it. I was about 15, we went to the movie one Sunday afternoon, which was taboo anyway, you know, you didn't go to the flick on Sunday evening, man, you'd go to hell for that. And, yeah, well, anyway, maybe I wasn't 15, must have been about 14, and I went with some of my friends, and this was on, and, you know, in the heat of the night, and they were talking, you know, and everybody's eating popcorn, which I didn't like. I never did like it sticking on my teeth, and I looked up, and I saw the sign. It said, "Welcome to Sparta, Mississippi," you know, just as the train went by, you know, and I cackled, man. I just screamed my guts out, and the old lady came down and liked to throw me out. But I couldn't stop laughing long enough to tell them what was so funny, because there was like, you know, a tri-track, you know, three sets of tracks, you know, in a town that looked more like Pontotoc or New Albany, you know, and they were saying Sparta. And Sparta is like, you know, one store and a beauty shop and a dairy farm. You know, that's what is the town of Sparta. Now, people within a 3 or 4 mile radius of there, they call themselves living at Sparta. And it's the same way at Thorn, which is where my dad was from. There was a post office and a general store, and, you know, many years ago, an old school that went from grade 1 through 8th, and after 8th grade, you were a grown man, you know. So that was Thorn. And my mother grew up over in Calhoun County at a place called Elsie, which was the same way. They had a graveyard, a church, and a schoolhouse, you know, and that was Elsie. It was like 4 miles north of Vardaman, but all they had was a horse and buggy, and you didn't make the trip to Vardaman but once or twice a month.